Fire behavior at the Mine Creek wildfire along the Coquihalla Highway from Hope to Merritt is lowering, according to BC Wildfire Service, BCWS. In a Saturday morning, September 6. Update, BCWS stated fire behavior was at a rank 2 and 3 on Friday, displaying a low to moderately vigorous fire surface. Wildfire ranks can be found here. Despite this, the estimated size of the blaze is now 4,100 hectares in size. BCWS was able to obtain a better size of the fire because of improved visibility in the area. Furthermore, all evacuation orders and alerts issued by the Fraser Valley Regional District, FVRD, remain in place. With the fire burning in workable ground, BC Wildfire Service crews are establishing control lines along the northern flank of the fire, said BCWS. Type 2 crews are working along the Coquihalla Highway, Highway 5, conducting mop-up along the highway corridor. BCWS currently has 23 firefighters, an incident management team, aviation crews, and a structure protection team on scene. When visibility has improved, heavy lift helicopters have been bucketing and helping secure the fire perimeter along the Coquihalla Highway and the north and south flanks of the fire. On Friday, September 5, the Coquihalla Highway was reopened in both directions. However, BC's Ministry of Transportation and Transit said drivers should be prepared for the possibility of the highway closing again. Due to the proximity of the fire, drivers should be prepared for the Coquihalla Highway to be closed with minimal notice, stated a press release. Drivers are advised to not stop in the fire zone. Intermittent lane closures and poor visibility is also to be expected as crews continue to assess and repair roadside damage while working in smoking conditions. Additionally, the blaze has affected cell phone coverage in the area. There is currently no coverage on sections of the highway. Because of the evacuation orders that are in place, the Britton Creek and Coquihalla Lakes washroom facilities are closed as well as the Juliet, Mine Creek and Falls Lake exits. The highway is being closely monitored, with ministry and maintenance contractor staff on site to assess visibility and ensure the road remains safe for travel. Additional signage along the highway will warn drivers of reduced visibility and the increased risk of wildfire. On Friday night, the southbound lanes of the highway were impacted due to a vehicle fire that occurred around 6 p.m. The fire was extinguished and the southbound lanes reopened around 10 p.m.